It only gets worse for General Motors after reports of injuries, crashes, and deaths due to failed airbags and defective ignition switches. Tomorrow, executives from the company will testify before a Senate committee, including the head of GM's legal department and chief executive Mary Barra. Senators will no doubt want to ask about what our partner, the New York Times, is reporting today. Using documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, the Times has learned that GM repeatedly avoided answering questions from regulators about what had gone wrong in these cases, even in instances when they were well aware of the problems. Joining us now to explain is Danielle Ivory, part of the investigation, reporter for our partner, the Times. Danielle, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So it's fairly clear that there's a paper trail that GM understood that these problems were more severe than they were letting on.
Well, so what we did is we looked at these things called death inquiries. Basically, any time that an automaker gets a claim that a defect in the car, whether it's a real defect or one that is perceived, caused a death or an injury, they have to report that to regulators. And if regulators are interested in that accident, they can ask for a little bit more information, documentation, police reports, and then they always ask if the automaker has looked at the circumstances leading up to the accident and assessed a cause. And so we asked for that documentation back in March. We've been really wanting to see these. We got a partial response. Recently, we started going through the documents, these death inquiries, and noticed that GM was consistently opting not to answer that question. And indeed, it is an optional question, so why would they answer it? But in some instances, and particularly in instances that we had identified as being tied to the ignition defect, GM kind of went out of its way to avoid the question and to say that they hadn't done an assessment of the problem yet. And in one case particularly, we knew that they actually had done an assessment and had assessed that the power had probably gone out in the car, causing the airbags not to deploy.
What case is that?
So that's a case involving a man named Gene Erickson. Gene was driving with his girlfriend in Texas in 2004. His girlfriend, Candace Anderson, she was driving the car. Gene was in the front seat. And Candace ended up losing control of the car and crashing into a tree, and her boyfriend Gene was killed. It's sort of an extraordinary case because in the end, Candace Anderson ended up pleading guilty to criminal negligence. But as all of this was going on, GM undertook its own internal evaluation of what had happened in the crash. And what their engineers came up with is that probably a power loss had most likely contributed to that accident and had made the airbags fail to deploy.
So a power loss, it related to an ignition switch problem, which shut down the airbag system, which then caused the safety system not to deploy. And when the accident happened, boom, they're dead.
Exactly. But then we saw in these documents that they had actually told NHTSA, that's the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration, their safety regulator, after they had undergone that evaluation, that they had not actually assessed the cause of the accident. And that, frankly, really surprised us. And that just seemed to be the tip of the iceberg.
All right, let's evaluate this legally. I mean, I know you're not a legal expert. I mean, is this perjury to say we have no answer? You talked about this as being an optional question. Is it obstruction of justice to consistently avoid optional questions when the government wants to get this sort of an answer? And should regulators have been more aggressive about forcing them, compelling them to answer these optional questions?
Those are all really good questions. I'm not a lawyer, but we know that the Justice Department is looking very closely at the interaction between General Motors and its safety regulators and whether they might have either lied or misled regulators along the way. You know, we reached out to General Motors because we really wanted them to explain this to us if there was any sort of explanation for saying that they hadn't assessed the cause of a crash that we know that they had. They didn't really answer our questions or respond to that information. Instead, they sent us a statement. They said, "We are confronting our problems openly and directly. We are taking responsibility for what has happened and making significant changes across our company to make sure it never happens again."
Thanks
so it
for
didn't
that.
really address our questions, but we appreciated hearing from them.
Senators will have more to ask about that, no doubt. Danielle Ivory is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.